endocrine, blood, buccal and urine cells for rapid non-invasive diagnosis of suspected aneuploidy using fluorescence in situ hybridization, that is, FISH. Introduction. Chromosomal abnormality is the major cause of reproductive wastage, congenital malformation, mental retardation and cancer. Cytogenetics is indicated to diagnose a known suspected chromosomal syndrome, unexplained psychomotor retardation, sexual development anomaly, infertility, dysmorphism, cancer, recurrent pregnancy loss and pregnancy at risk for aneuploidy. Cytogenetic analysis by conventional chromosomal banding techniques, although an important standard method, requires cell culture, skilled personnel and is labor as well as time intensive. Interface FISH has expanded the possibilities for precise and rapid diagnosis in clinical genetics including cancer. This approach was tested on peripheral blood cells, buccal smears, urine smears and cervical smears. The rationale for this use of such smears is that they are non-invasive, rapid and direct, that is, tissue culture is eliminated. They are important in situations like acutely sick newborns with a suspected aneuploidy or suspected microdeletion syndrome requiring intensive therapy and newborns with ambiguous genitalia requiring quick sex assignment for management as well as social reason. Chromosome analysis by conventional method is impossible in non-dividing terminally differentiated cells like buccal cells, urine cells, or may be difficult to perform in severely ill patients, in particularly acutely sick newborn where venous blood sampling is difficult. With FISH technique, it is possible to identify the number of specific chromosomes in interface cells in almost all type of tissues, including buccal cells, urine cells or cells from the heel prick blood. Furthermore, buccal cells, urine cells or heel prick blood cells represent ectodermal, mesodermal and endodermal origin. In addition, a large number of interface cells can be evaluated in short period of time with interface FISH. Hence, this approach is most appropriate method for mosaicism study as well. However, use of direct smears is frequently associated with poor hybridization due to difficulties in accessibility of probes and associated debris. The present study is designed to overcome the above difficulties and at the same time maintain all the benefits of smears with most difficult locus-specific FISH probes. The utility and methods. The patients. Three children between the years of 9 and 12 with features of trisomy 21 and cytogenetically proven pure trisomy 21 cases were selected from the Medical Genetics Department of SGPGIMS, Lucknow. Peripheral venous blood samples from three matched cytogenetically normal males were included for comparison. Cytogenetics was performed with routine GTG banding and there were no abnormalities. Sample processing. Finger prick blood. About 100 microliter blood was collected with a micropipette into a 1.5 ml microcentrifuge tube containing 400 microliter PBS, that is phosphate buffered saline, with a pH value of 7.4 sigma. This was mixed well and centrifuged at 5000 RPM for 5 minutes. The supernatant was discarded and about 500 microliter PBS was added, mixed and centrifuged. This washing procedure was repeated 3 times. About 400 microliter of hypotonic solution was added to the pellet, mixed well and incubated for 20 minutes in 50 mmol KCl before adding 100 microliter fresh fixative, and then this was centrifuged. The supernatant was discarded and 1000 microliter fixative was added into the cell pellet, mixed and centrifuged. This was repeated 3 times before dissolving into 100 to 300 microliter fresh fixative depending on the cell pellet size. Approximately 15 to 20 microliter of cell suspension was used for slight preparation. Urine sample. A midstream urine sample was collected into a 50 ml plastic centrifuge tube. Urine cells were washed 3 times and PBS hypotonic treatment was given for 20 minutes and the pellet fixed using 3 washers and fixative as with mouthwash. Finally, cells were resuspended in 50 to 100 microliter fresh fixative depending on the cell pellet size. The slide preparation. Approximately 10 microliter cell suspension was applied onto each clean, uncoated microscopic glass slide. This slide was then treated with 70% acetic acid for 1 minute for blood and urine cells or 2 minutes for buccal cells and dehydrated in alcohol series of 70%, 90% and 100% ethanol for 3 minutes in each. The fixed cells and slides were treated for 20 minutes at 37 degrees centigrade in pepsin solution, washed in water, fixed in 1% paraformaldehyde at 4 degrees centigrade for 10 minutes and finally dehydrated as before. Fish probes. Chromosome 21 locus-specific probe was commercially purchased from Vices Incorporation, France, where chromosome 1 and 18 alphoid probes were obtained from Unibiologia, Italy. Probe preparation and fish. Probe preparation, hybridization, post-hybridization washing, and visualization was as per the Vices protocol. Probes and cell DNA were denatured together for 3 minutes for blood and urine cells or 5 minutes for buccal cells at 75 degrees centigrade in an oven and incubated at 37 degrees centigrade in a moist chamber for 12 to 18 hours, that is overnight. During the study, lymphocyte metaphase spreads were used to check hybridization specificity and efficiency. Post-hybridization washing was done as per the Vices protocol using NP40. The slides were counterstained and mounted using anti-fade containing DAP1 before screening under Nikon Optifot / Olympus BX51 fluorescent microscope. Images were captured using a digital imaging system. Non-hybridized cells were excluded from the study. The results. The hybridization efficiency based on metaphase evaluation of probes was 100%.